honest teeth, knowing what fun it will be. Soon the starter will call me to the first tee.
Welcome to the Grow Room this Thanksgiving week. Kind of ironic, is a whole year long the pros try to make the cut. If you're a turkey, you're trying to miss the cut this week. Hi, I'm Bob Bupker, and I'm proud to be here with Jay Randolph Jr. We knew it had to happen sometime. All the professional golf tours have finally wrapped up their season, even though we know the PGA Tour is well into next season already. But let's take a look, and first let me welcome Jay Randolph Jr. in. You know him from the St. Louis area. He's a living legend there, a real golf geek, a real good golf stick in his day. Played some collegiate golf. You going to have a little turkey this Thursday, Jay?
Absolutely, Bob, and I'll be thinking of you, and happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners. And as you said, kind of a final week of golf. We've still got some stuff going on down under, but a fascinating week when you look at how youth was served, and I know we're going to talk about it off the bat with what happened down in Sea Island, Georgia.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff there. A five-man playoff. But the one thing that I want to talk about to begin with, on the very first playoff hole, well, let's identify who was in the playoff for our listeners in case they may have missed it. Camilo Villegas, Henrik Norlander, Blaine Barber, Billy Horschel, and the eventual winner, Mackenzie Hughes. But what I want to talk about, Jay, and I'm sure it's happened to so many golfers out there, Billy Horschel, who won the FedEx a couple of years ago, $10 million prize that came with that, and so financially he's certainly set. But it just goes to show how difficult it is to win on the PGA Tour. He had a one-foot putt on the first playoff hole, and he pushes it to the right. Isn't it amazing, Jay, this wacky sport? I mean, 300-yard drives, and yet a one-foot putt eliminates Billy Horschel from the playoff.
Hey, we got people at Normandy missing those putts for 10 cents or 50 cents. These guys are playing for millions and millions of dollars and their reputation and all that. It is stunning when it happens because we see so many people able to persevere through that situation, and certainly, as you remember, Billy Horschel showed us what he could do a couple of years back, but that was a shocking moment, and it gave Mackenzie Hughes, a young golfer, another opportunity to come back on another day and win his first PGA Tour event.
Yeah, you brought up a good point there. They couldn't finish it on Sunday night. Mark Russell, head of the rules officials for the PGA Tour, desperately wanted to get it in for TV purposes, but they came back 8 o'clock in the morning. It was about 40 degrees, a little cold, and guess what? Mackenzie Hughes had led wire to wire, and he becomes the winner of that event in only his ninth tour event. First guy, Jay, to go wire to wire since Tim Herron. He did it back in the 1996 Honda Classic. But just a few things that you know our listeners may not be aware of. This guy, Mackenzie Hughes, he's the real deal. Two-time Canadian amateur champion. One on the Buy.com Tour, and now a winner on the PGA Tour. I think he's the real deal.
You know, you look at this interesting start to the new PGA Tour season campaign. Cody Gribble wins in his eighth start, the kid from Texas, and now Mackenzie Hughes breaks through. I mean, you've got two rookies coming from the Web.com Tour that have already won. And as we've talked about before, Bob, the mentality is different. And we're going to talk about that with what happened on the European Tour. These young kids no longer come out looking to make a living. They come out looking to kick everybody's ass. And that's what this kid did. You got to give him big-time credit. And like you said, he had the pedigree as an amateur. And now he and Cody Gribble have announced themselves to the PGA Tour.
Yeah, and they almost get three full years of exemptions. Boy, does that change his life. Not to mention that $1 million first place check that he picked up. Good to see Henrik Norlander, a good player, was there on a sponsor's exemption, you know, with that finish, you know, he earned enough money to, you know, get him started to try and earn his PGA Tour card. Very talented player. I've had my eye on him in Europe for a little while. I expect him to do real well. But a big grill room salute to Mackenzie Hughes on that victory on the PGA Tour. And Davis Love III, he was the host. And what a year for Davis Love. A nice tournament down there at the RSM. He's going into the Hall of Fame. He's a winning Ryder Cup captain. I know that turkey's going to taste wonderful for Davis Love III. All right, let's go across the pond, Jay Bird, to the European Tour. We talk about a young guy there. How about Matt Fitzpatrick, former United States amateur champion? He wins the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. Let's give a listen before I get your comments, Jay, on what Fitzpatrick had to say.
Yeah, I mean, we were great all day. I've got to give a lot of credit to my caddy. He's just kept me very level all week, and has done since he got on the bag, and that's sort of been an attitude we've tried to work on over the past few months, is, you know, just not getting worked up about anything and staying patient, and yeah, it's paid off. You know, this week I've just done everything fantastic and putted, yeah, out my boots. I think it's probably one of the best I've putted all year. I think I missed one putt today that was really it was really holdable, and you know, if you have weeks like that, it's a special one.
I'll tell you what, he is exceptional. He is phenomenal. And when you look at now, this is his third win at the age of 22. And you mentioned, Bob, the U.S. amateur victory. I mean, you know, as big as that victory was for Mackenzie Hughes on the PGA Tour, this, to me, is even more significant in the worldwide scene of this game. I mean, this kid is the real deal. And to win the finale in Dubai, his most signature win as a professional, really big for him.
Yeah, I look for big things from Matt in the future. Certainly, as you well said there, Jay, a wealth of talent. Now, it was Henrik Stenson winning the race to Dubai, and Rory McIlroy had won that title the previous 2 years, and here's what Rory had to say about Stenson winning that race to Dubai.
I mean, it's a great achievement. You know, I think what you need to do, you know, especially someone like Henrik who plays, you know, both sides of the Atlantic and plays two tours, you know, you have to have those big wins, and obviously winning the Open was huge for him. And you know, he's been so consistent. He's been one of the most consistent players in the world for the last nearly 10 years, I guess. I remember when he won the Dubai Desert Classic back in 06, I think, and I was still an amateur at the time. And you know, he's winning it, so he's been one of the most consistent players for the last few years. And it was great to see his consistency rewarded, not just obviously with the race to Dubai this week again, but with an Open Championship and a major this year.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And here's what Mr. Stenson had to say about his victory.
It's been an amazing year for me. I didn't think I was going to be able to top 2013, but I think as a whole, I think I've done that. Maybe not the level of golf that I played throughout the year, but at the right times, so I played some great golf, and winning the Open, winning the BMW International, and being up there in contention at the Olympics, and then winning the overall. It's been a great season, and it feels lovely to top it off with the Race to Dubai title.
Well, and as Rory said earlier, and you could hear it, how important it was for Henrik to get that major, and now what a year it's been for him.
You know, Jay, the one thing that really impressed me all year about Henrik Stenson, in the pressure situations, he seems to play better. And that is a characteristic of true champions. You know, we go back in history, you know, Jack Nicklaus, when he was under the big spotlight, he performed well. Ben Hogan performed well. All the great names, when the pressure was the most, that's when they came through. And I see a lot of that in Henrik Stenson.
Well, and that's the next level, Bob. He's taken it to, and the key will be, can he sustain it? I think he's got the golf swing to do it, because he's got a compact, tight golf swing. And I like that, because without a lot of moving parts and moving all around, I think he's got a really good feel for his golf swing. And, you know, the sky's the limit, except, as we've talked about, here come all these young kids.
Well, you bring up a good point there. Henrik Stenson better not rest on his laurels despite his incredible year. He'll be working hard. He's a hard worker, a good family man, and somebody that really does the sport of golf a tremendous amount of good. All right, Rory McIlroy, he describes his year as not being very satisfactory, and that's because he didn't play well in the majors. But here's what Rory McIlroy has to say about his schedule, including what he's going to do for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Thanksgiving, it's a big deal in our household now. So Thanksgiving in New York, and then back home to Northern Ireland for a couple of weeks. Going to come back out here to Dubai for maybe 8 or 9 days in the middle of December to test some equipment, and then back home again for Christmas. And then back out here on the 28th of December for New Year's, and then I'll head down to South Africa to start of next year, and then South African Open, that's where I'll tee it back up again.
Well, Rory's going to be busy, even though he might not necessarily be playing a lot, but nice to hear that with the engagement to the American lady, now Thanksgiving is part of Rory's repertoire.
Yeah, going to be a little Irish turkey going down for Rory McIlroy. He's a great guy. We wish him certainly the best of luck. All right, let's go over to the ladies' tour. Certainly a big surprise there. The CME, it was their group tour championship. And certainly for 36 holes, Jay, certainly looked like Lydia Ko had a stranglehold on the championship. And then all of a sudden, it seemed like the wheels came off over the final 36 holes. And England's Charlie Hull charged to the top, a two-shot victory. She's only 20 years old, picks up $500,000, and that was her first LPGA Tour win. Kind of keeping with the theme, Jay, the younger you are, the better you get. Seems like you can play golf nowadays.
Nothing like the first time, and my goodness, what a week it was for these young players. And I was very interested this week, Bob, your friend and mine, Donnie Pepper, with a very strong look at the LPGA and talking about why Americans do not win and why there aren't better American players. And again, Lydia Ko, who you talked about, looked like a lock. She doesn't win. Somebody from another country other than the U.S. or from the Far East wins. England's Charlie Hull. So, you know, they're getting younger and younger. We talked about Brooke Henderson, a kid with 19 years of age. I mean, it's scary. There were 25 wins, Bob, on the LPGA Tour by winners in their 20s, and that doesn't include winners in their teens, which was 7.
Yeah, it really is amazing when you look at those birth certificates, you find it hard to believe. And who wins the race to the CME Globe? None other than Aria from Thailand. She's only 20 years old, and she is the player of the year. And boy, oh boy, she's not going anywhere. So at 20 years old, you got Lydia Ko at 18 years old. Charlie Hull wins the event at 20 years old. You know what I worry about a little bit? If I'm a young girl in high school, Jay, you know, I'm on the girls' golf team and I'm 14, 15 years old, I'm saying to myself, holy mackerel, look how good I have to get in 4 or 5 years, or I'm not going to be, you know, ahead of the curve.
No doubt, and take it even further, Bob, to sophomores or juniors at big-time universities here. I mean, they're looking at 19 and 20 being the best player in the world. They're 21 and 22 trying to figure it out in college. It's a totally new dynamic. I mean, and it's not that way yet on any of the other tours, but my goodness, we're seeing it, and I guess it's good for the game, but it's just fascinating.
Well, the one thought we'll leave our listeners with, as far as the LPGA Tour goes, average age of winners this past season, 22.3 years. Just think about that before you take that next bite of that Thanksgiving stuffing. All right, let's go.
Yeah, well, you got boxers older than 22 years. I mean, come on.
Don't be telling about that. I got a couple of gems on you, my friend. All right, let's go down under to one of my favorite places. I've been down there. I played this golf course. It is just absolutely incredible, and Jordan Spieth takes the title for a second time, and we have to remember the last time he won the Aussie Open, he went on that year to win two majors. Could we see a repeat of that performance by Jordan Spieth?
Absolutely. This was what kick-started him the last time. And, you know, did he have a sophomore slump, if you will? Well, a lot of guys would make careers off his slump. I mean, this, I think the transition could be fascinating to see what he does coming up at Augusta, because I think that this sets in motion a lot of good thoughts in his mind. You know, like you like to say, the Thanksgiving turkey's going to taste a lot better coming home from Australia with that trophy. This was huge. This was come from behind. This was big for Jordan Spieth.
And one thing I have to congratulate you on, Jay, in last week's show, I made mention of the fact that Gary Player thought there were some mechanical flaws in this swing of Jordan Spieth. You didn't buy into that, and certainly if he has mechanical flaws in his swing and he's good enough to win the Australian Open, golly, the other players better hope that he doesn't fix those flaws.
Well, you know I love the Black Knight, but I think that it was looking too closely and trying to figure something out, because I think this is going to be gigantic for Jordan Spieth. He put a new Titleist Pro V1 in the bag in play, and it obviously worked to perfection. We'll see how far along the company is with that new ball, especially with their new stock situation. But a brand new ball but a familiar Jordan Spieth. The Grill Room is proud to be entertaining the active men and women in the military, both at home and around the world, as part of the Armed Forces Radio Network.
You're listening to The Grill Room, heard on TuneIn Radio, the Armed Forces Radio Network, and TalkSport 2, part of the world's largest sports radio station. You can also find us on Twitter at TGR Golf and on Facebook at The Grill Room Golf Show. We're going to catch up with some global golf when we return.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
The Grill Room is thrilled to support the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and all superintendents doing great work for the game we all love. In fact, we call them the unsung heroes in golf. Here's what two-time major winner Jordan Spieth has to say.
If you love golf like I do, you'll thank your golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Golfin, the innovative award-winning clubs of choice for parents eager to see their kids fall in love with golf. In fact, let's let Callum McPherson, founder and managing director of Golfin, explain how Golfin GFK clubs take the young golfer from beginner to winner.
So our clubs, our golf clubs, are designed and manufactured, as you know, Bob, to make the game easier for kids so that we build confidence and they have fun from the very, very beginning. So we then kind of thought, well, what else can we do to enhance the enjoyment factor, the fun factor for the kids? And we kind of thought, well, what about golf balls? So what we've developed is easy-to-hit golf balls. So we've got a 60mm golf ball. Basically, it's about twice the size of a normal golf ball. Other sports like soccer and rugby, the balls are scaled to the age of the kids. So we're just applying common sense to make it easier for the kids to hit the ball, and these things just pop right up in there. They're light, they're safe, and they're easy to hit.
Visit golfin.com. That's golphin.com to find out more and how to order your kids the gift of golf right now.
Welcome back to The Grill Room.
waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he walked.
Welcome back to the Grow Room. I'm Bob Bupker. I'm here with Jay Randolph Jr., who you can follow on Twitter at STLGolfGeek. All right, one big event going to be taking place this week. Why don't we talk about that? It is the ISPS Handa World Cup. It is the ISPS Handa World Cup of Golf, and it's going to be down at Kingston Heath. And boy, what a golf course that is, Jay Bird. I remember the first time I got down there to Melbourne. I went out and I played Kingston Heath, and then I saw a few of the other golf courses. I called a good friend of mine back home, a fellow by the name of Bob Joyce, who eats, sleeps, and lives golf. He was the head professional at the golf course of Jason the Shinnecock. And I said, hey, Bob, you're not going to believe this. There are 10 Shinnecocks down here in Australia. He said, get out of here. And that was my first exposure, Jay, but it is the truth. Some of the greatest golf courses in the world are in Melbourne, Australia.
Well, I'm jealous of you for a lot of reasons, your friendship with Donald Trump, Herb Kohler, but I'm really jealous of your time in Australia because that's someplace I've never been. And when you talk about it, your eyes light up, and it must be an unbelievable place. That's one place that I'd like to get off my bucket list. And this week, you know, the World Cup of Golf used to have a little bit more of a place in the game. Now we got so many different deals out there. But I do like the fact that we got a good team in Ricky Fowler and Jimmy Walker representing the U.S.
Yeah, and they're going to be going against Team Australia, Adam Scott, Mark Leishman. That's a pretty good team. And how about from Ireland? Graham McDowell, Shane Lowry, they're going to be competitive. Look at Scotland. They got a couple of good knockers.
Yeah, Russell Knox, who we've seen what he can do on the PGA Tour and also some spot play on the Euro Tour, that's a team to watch out for. And you mentioned Graham McDowell. He played in a couple of those PGA Tour events in the early portion of the schedule and played pretty well. And Shane Lowry is a guy that not many people know about, but he's got gigantic game, and they love him over there in the Emerald Isle.
And the team that I think will probably come out on top, I love the pairing of Ro Ishikawa and Hideki Matsuyama, a couple of players from Japan. I think they're a powerhouse. We'll have to review how I do on next week's show. Rounding it out from England will be Chris Wood and Andy Sullivan. Boy, Andy Sullivan's come a long way. A couple of years ago, he was stocking shelves in that grocery store. I bet when he's home in England, he must go by that store and say, wow, look what I do now.
Yeah, he could go by and buy whatever's on the shelf. I mean, what a change in his life. I almost hearken it back to when, to use a football example, Kurt Warner. That's what he did. He was stocking shelves in a grocery store, went on to win a Super Bowl and play in a Super Bowl. Andy Sullivan's career has got a very bright future.
Yeah, you're right about that, Jay. I don't think we'll see Andy Sullivan stocking any shelves in the near future. And Kurt Warner, boy, oh boy, from grocery store to Super Bowl, well put by you. That's a glaring example of you never know what can happen in this wacky world of sports.
Yeah, we might even have a shot. That's it for this week. We'd like to take this opportunity to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, especially those serving in the Armed Forces and listening to us on Armed Forces Radio. Don't forget, the Grill Room can also be heard on TuneIn and TalkSport 2.
And a big thank you to our partners, the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and the Golfin Innovative Clubs for All Ages. Remember their slogan, beginners to winners, that's their goal. So echoing the comments of Jay Randolph Jr., want to wish each and every one of our Grow Room listeners a very happy Thanksgiving. So for Janice Self, Jay Randolph Jr., and myself, Bob Bupker, thank you for being part of our Grow Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf and like us on Facebook at the Grow Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in the Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.